Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Massachusetts' two Democratic candidates for governor are still focusing their attacks on the Republican incumbent in the state rather than on one another. Bob Massey and Jay Gonzalez held their first broadcast debate yesterday at UMass Boston. The debate was sponsored by WBUR, UMass Boston, and Boston Globe. As WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks tells us, the candidates found many areas of agreement.
Bob Massey and Jay Gonzalez took questions on the economy, transportation, education, and the opioid crisis. The two self-described progressives agree on most issues, especially on what Charlie Baker is doing wrong. And they both sought to tie the governor to Donald Trump. Here's Jay Gonzalez, who says, with President Trump taking us backwards, it's more important than ever that Massachusetts lead.
But we're not leading under Charlie Baker. He's a status quo, wait-and-see governor. And it's not good enough. We need a governor who is going to see the way the world should be and take us to that place. Let's aim high.
For his part, Bob Massey talks about big challenges, about what he calls an upside-down economy that leaves too many people behind, and about big solutions like building a green economy. Massey is an environmental activist who ran unsuccessfully for lieutenant governor in 1994, who describes himself as a movement leader.
And I believe that we need to take on the problems today that are going to pay benefits tomorrow. We stand at a critical moment with a president who is getting ready to destroy our democracy and a governor who is not willing to object.
Charlie Baker did not vote for Donald Trump, but both Massey and Gonzalez have accused him of being too soft on his criticism of the president. It's one of the ways they hope to chip away at Baker's popularity. The most recent WBUR poll conducted in March found that 66% view the governor favorably and only 14% unfavorably. But that same poll found most voters less than impressed with the governor's record on particular policies, such as reducing health care costs, addressing the opioid crisis, or the high cost of housing. So yesterday was a chance for the two Democrats to dig into some of those policy specifics. On the opioid crisis, for example, they both accuse Baker of doing too little. Here's Bob Massey.
This is a great example of someone who came in and said this would be a priority, and he has not moved forward adequately.
Massey says, among other things, he'd spend more on treatment. So would Gonzalez, who also favors a controversial idea of safe injection centers for addicts, which he says have proven effective in other parts of the world.
We're not going to be able to get people into treatment and recovery if they don't live. So we have to try some new things. We need to be aggressive in taking on this epidemic in our state.
Both Gonzalez and Massey accuse the governor of lacking a big vision and criticize him for being unwilling to make big investments in things like transportation. Here's Bob Massey.
We know that we are starting to fall behind. I'd like to buy Charlie a ticket to some part of the world which is competing with us, where they have built a modern high-speed rail system that we could have over the next 10 years if we committed to it, if we had the leadership.
To pay for this kind of investment, both Democrats support the so-called millionaire's tax on the state's highest earners. Gonzalez says raising taxes is the only way to build a transportation system for the future and to finally fix the MBTA.
We got to be honest about this. Charlie Baker is not being honest with people. To pretend that we don't need more money for transportation is going to result in this system that is not working for people, that affects people's quality of life in a very real way and is going to continue to drag Massachusetts backwards.
The two Democrats see a state where the glass is half empty, while the man they're seeking to unseat sees it as half full. They want a big vision and big programs, while Baker touts a strong economy and not raising taxes. The only disagreement between Gonzalez and Massey was about who is best positioned to challenge Baker. Gonzalez says he's the guy because he has the right experience.
I'm the only one of the two of us that has leadership experience in state government getting big things done. I was Governor Patrick's Secretary of Administration and Finance, not only oversaw the state budget, but was often his point person for negotiating a lot of the big things we got through the legislature during that time. I've been there, I've done it, I know how the process works.
For his part, Massey suggested his fellow Democrat is too much like Baker, a government insider who would just bring more of the same. He cast himself as the outsider.
It's true that I haven't spent time in the state government. I've been busy making change on the environment, on our economics, on fighting corporate power, on fighting for economic justice, and fighting for racial justice. That's my entire life, and I am proud of the work that I've done.
It's not clear whether yesterday's debate will move the needle in the governor's race. But for the two Democrats who've been struggling for traction in their quest to challenge the nation's most popular governor, it was their best opportunity yet for some much-needed visibility. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Dorchester.